Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy.
Welcome to Reyna Retirement. Reyna Reyes has dedicated her career to helping people make smarter financial decisions. Reyna Retirement is all about breaking down complex financial concepts into language you can actually understand. Now, here's the co-founder of American Federal Benefits Consultants, Reyna Reyes.
Well, you may have heard me before talk all the time about burning your sick leave and using your sick leave and ways that you can do it, especially when you have a bunch of time. And lo and behold, I came down with whatever this is. It's like a sinus laryngitis something. Looks like I'm going to need a laryngectomy. I just made that word up, but it sounds really fun. That actually sounds horrible. Probably don't want to do that ever. And as you can imagine, when you lose your voice, there's probably no singing. I couldn't even think of a song with sickness other than Doctor, Doctor, Give Me the News. I got a bad case of loving you. And what's great about that is if we want to get the news, we got a bad case of loving to use our sick leave. And that's what we want to do for sure. So I want to kind of go into some detail on this because a lot of people say, give me the side eye. I get the side eye a lot when I'm talking about sick leave. Well, Reyna, either A, you don't know my supervisor and they're on me like a cheetah to use sick leave in the proper way, or they said I was abusing it or something like that. Well, first of all, I'm never here to say call in and lie and all these things. That's not my thing. I'm not encouraging that. I am encouraging to schedule doctor's appointments that are legit to prevent issues. For example, colonoscopies. Many of you know the story of the hubby, my hubs, who was diagnosed with stage 4 colorectal cancer many years ago, 4 or 5 years ago. He's fine. He's in remission. But had they been telling him to get screened earlier, maybe they would have caught it at an earlier time period. So use his hindsight as your foresight. In fact, I have his permission to use that joke, hindsight, because it was colorectal cancer. Boot-a-ching. But get your screening. Get your wellness checks, mammograms, colonoscopies, dermatology checks. That's interesting. A lot of people shirk that. They don't do it. Podiatry. Your feet carry your entire body. And there are things that can happen, apparently, that can affect your everything, right? And even this old whatever it is where the, you know, you rub your feet a certain way and it affects your kidneys, reflexology or something. So what I'm getting at is there's a lot of ways you can schedule legit appointments and start chiseling away at your sick leave. This is not to say, I'm sick. This is just schedule the stuff. Everybody knows you're going to be out. You have a doctor's note. So that's a great way to get started. And it actually benefits you because use your expensive insurance, which all health insurance, I think, has a level of expense to it. Use it. Go see the dang doctor. Go get checked. If there's something brewing, it's worth it to make sure you've got it taken care of. If there's nothing, then you get to stroll on out of there with a squeaky clean report. And that's a pretty good gig. So let's talk in terms of, but Reyna, here's another side eye I get. But I thought I get paid for it in retirement. You do. But we have percentages. You have your full salary that you receive while you're earning sick leave or burning it versus the pension calculation. But first, I want to kind of go over, tell you a little bit of a story about somebody who was trying to find out whether she should use it or if she could retire. So you need to understand, sick leave absolutely adds to your pension calculation. It does. But I'm going to tell you about the value here in a second. But it does not get you closer to the finish line. So for example, we had a woman go to an advisor in a strip mall somewhere. Let's call him Chad. Hey, she says, Chad, I need to find out if I can retire. I'm old enough. I have my minimum retirement age. And I have 29 years of service plus 1 year of sick leave. Well, remember, to leave at minimum retirement age, you need 30 years of service. So Chad says to her, well, 29 plus 1 equals 30. You're good to go. Is Chad correct? Absolutely not. Using this sick leave, thinking it's going to count as total time, is incorrect. It will not get her eligibility to retire. This happened. She left. she had a reduction in pension because that then became an MRA in 10 retirement. So she took a reduction from her pension because of how many years she was under the age of 62. And it forfeited her supplement. You do not get a supplement when you go out on an MRA plus 10 retirement. So that is no bueno. So we don't want to have that scenario. That's actually a great testament to who's giving you your advice and where that's coming from. Now, do people misunderstand advice? Have I had people call me and say, hey, you told me such and such, and that's not what we said at all? Absolutely. But this was a pretty big deal and pretty clear that she was told, yes, you're ready to go. So understand, let me show you this grid where you can see that there's total time and then there's sick leave, and they get added up to determine your total amount. So in this example, this person had 40 years of service. I know this person, they actually had bought back quite a bit of military time, so they didn't actually work 40 years in FERS. But 40 years of total time plus 6 months of sick leave equals 40 years, 7 months because of the additional days added on. So the calculation of their high three salary is going to be 40 years and 7 months. So whatever that decimal is, right? 7 divided by 12. But the point is, let's say that same person said, I'm going to stick it out for another 6 months and burn my leave. Their pension is not going to change. Their dollar amount, that income calculation, is still going to be 40 years, 7 months in their pension calculation. But what did they receive during that 6 months of burning their sick leave? How much of their salary? What percentage? 100% of their salary. So that 6 months, let's say your salary is 100 grand. That 6 months is worth $50,000 to you over that 6 month period. And not to mention the other benefits of remaining an employee. You continue to contribute into TSP and get a 5% match into TSP. And you also continue with pre-tax health insurance. If you have the health insurance from the Fed, it is a tax deduction off of your salary. It's a non-taxable event while you're still an employee. And what are you accruing while you're burning sick leave? What? More sick leave and annual? Yeah, exactly. So the benefits are insurmountable in terms of what you receive and get credit for by using the sick leave. So in this example, with this person, they burned the sick leave for 6 months. Everybody's looking around. Where's Joe? I don't know. Well, maybe he was convalescing. Maybe he went ahead and had a surgery. Maybe he was able to get that brick of time off. But as many of you know, sometimes the lump sum of time can be difficult. That's why I encourage to chisel away at it, schedule your stuff. I had somebody come on one of my other platforms as a comment, and they said, yeah, work part-time for the whole year, which is true. You schedule so many appointments, right? Or you have doctor notes, or, you know, maybe there's legit stuff. FMLA is another reason you can have sick leave time off, right? If it's approved by the supervisor, where you're able to use this time and maybe you're working 2-3 days a week rather than all five. So there's a lot of variety of how it can work. And the sooner you start planning, the better it's going to be, because I've met many a person who says, I want to retire in 2 months, but I've got 2,200 hours of leave. And I'm like, let's get creative here. Do you have any surgeries you're putting off? I mean, you really start getting into some of this health stuff. But it's true. Don't put off your surgeries either. Your LASIK, your pick a part to replace, you know, knees, hips, all the things. Cataracts is a big one. The rotator cuff, all these surgeries. And this is not like work-related stuff I'm talking about. We're talking about any kind of something that you need help with. So let's compare this calculation and understand, can you go into retirement with your sick leave? Absolutely. But remember how much percentage you were getting if you took your sick leave? What percentage of your salary? 100% versus taking your sick leave into retirement and using that sick leave as extra time. Yes, you get paid for it, FERS retirees, but at what percentage? 1% of your high three salary, or 1.1% if you're past your age 62 with more than 20 years of service. 1% versus 1.1 compared to the 100% you could have received had you burned that time while you're still receiving the same pension calculation as if you had taken it into retirement. So you get this, I mean, you're literally getting paid twice for that time period of using it and getting into the pension. So significant value to you and your family. That's why if you're sitting there thinking, Raina, but my break room has a sign on it that says for me to rack up my sick leave. Yes, they're talking to the 20, 30, and 40-year-olds and early 50-year-olds. They would not rip the sign down for the random retiree that's in there. But when you get in that proximity, because the young people, like I had a guy come to my, he was in Georgia. He's like, he was clearly like 20 or something. And he says, man, this is good. I'm going to start using my leave. And I was like, young Padawan, young whippersnapper, I am not talking to you. You need the earmuffs on that one for the next maybe 20 years, maybe almost 25 years, because you may have legit stuff. And that is true. While you're at the early spring, summer, early fall of your career, rack it up, because you may have legit stuff that's going to happen and it's going to be your saving grace. If you do not have sufficient sick leave, reach out to me and my team. We have disability coverage that is guaranteed for federal and postal employees, and that will help offset or maybe the only payment for you on a monthly basis when something happens, which I didn't expect my husband to get diagnosed with stage 4 anything. I didn't expect any diagnosis, right? Nor did I want it. So you don't see that kind of stuff coming. It flanks you and you have to react. But if you're prepared for the flinking, then you can handle it better. We can help you get all of that stuff prepared. So number one, if you have the sick leave, don't be scared to chisel away at it as long as you're in comfortable proximity to retirement. If you're 12 and you have way bunch of time ahead of you, that's, I'm not talking to you, but keep it in the back of your mind as you progress toward that eligibility for retirement. Do not be scared to legit use your stuff. Like the way I sound right now, I did not go into work. This is my little home office, because I'm not trying to go up there and sound like a pubescent boy up there at the, at the office, and then have somebody say, show up in a hazmat suit because I sound whatever. I don't know what it is. It's allergies or just lost the voice. But you want to actually take the time you need to convalesce and get better. So as I'm recapping, sorry, I started a recap and then here we are. Number one, don't be scared to use it, no matter where you are, but in closer proximity to your retirement, be more aggressive in using it. Number two, if you have health stuff that you have been shirking, don't shirk any longer. Go get the things done. All of your wellness checks, all of those things. In fact, I'll give you my little sick leave joke. I had a gentleman come to me after one of the meetings and he says, man, this is good information. I think I need to go see my optometrist. And I said, really? I'm sorry. You're going to have to get like prescriptions checked. Are you having problems with your eyes? He says, no. I just can't see myself going into work tomorrow. So there's your sick leave joke for the day. And do not be afraid to use that sick leave. And if you need ideas, reach out. If you need disability coverage, reach out. If you need to just start planning, no matter how far away retirement is, same with that, reach out. We can get you started. We commonly will talk with our youngsters once every couple of years until they retire. So that's just the way we do it. Once we start working together, we stick with you. So happy day, happy using sick leave, and I hope you don't get sick, but we want to know that we have sick leave to use if we do.
Thanks for listening to Raina Retirement. With a strong commitment to ethical standards, Raina works hard to find the right solution for each individual or family who reaches out for advice. To contact Raina directly, call 850-450-6500. That's 850-450-6500. Or to reach the team at American Federal Benefits Consultants, call 1-800-872-8857. That's 1-800-872-8857. You can also go online to AmericanFederal.org. not affiliated with the United States government. Opinions expressed are subject to change without notice. These opinions are not intended as investment advice, nor do they predict future performance of any product. All information provided is believed to be from reliable sources. However, we make no representation or warranty as to the accuracy of any statement. The information is intended to be educational in nature and does not provide a guarantee or specific result. All copyrights and trademarks are the property of their respective owners. American Federal Benefits Consultants is an independent organization, not a government agency or affiliated with the federal government or any state government. The terms CSRS, FERS, FEGLI, and FEHB are all registered trademarks of the U.S. Office of Personnel Management. American Federal Benefits Consultants, agents, consultants, or any independent contractors do not provide tax, legal, or investment advice and do not engage in the solicitation or sale of securities. Consult with your tax advisor or attorney regarding specific situations.